It is Friday, August 2nd, 2013, and this is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Callums.
I'm Antoinette Grajeda.
I'm Christina Thomas.
Crystal Bridges Museum of American Art presents Angels and Tomboys, Girlhood in the 19th Century. This exhibition includes approximately 70 masterworks, including pieces by John Singer Sargent, Winslow Homer, Mary Cassatt, and others. Tickets and more information online at crystalbridges.org. Ozarks at Large is underwritten in part by the Walton Family Charitable Support Foundation.
On this edition of Ozarks at Large, we mark the third anniversary of our daily program.
To celebrate the occasion, we follow the tradition we established with our previous two anniversary shows by devoting most of the program to stories related to the traditional anniversary gift for the appropriate anniversary.
So today we have stories connected to leather, a saddle maker in Prairie Grove, a cobbler in Fayetteville, and more.
But first, today is the last day Congress meets before taking a month off for the August recess, and the fate of the Farm Bill is in limbo. In July, both the Senate and House passed separate versions of the bill, but the House, without the support of a single Democrat, removed all funding for the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, or SNAP. They did so after failing to pass a bill including SNAP funding. Every Arkansas representative in Washington voted for that version except Tom Cotton. Senator John Bozeman says moving forward, Congress will try to reconcile the two pieces of legislation in conference and says it needs to include food assistance.
And I think everybody working really hard can come to agreement and get something that is good for farmers, good for consumers, good for those that are dependent on food stamps, and then also something that's very good for the American taxpayer.
U.S. Secretary of Agriculture Tom Vilsack says splitting SNAP funding from the Farm Bill is a mistake and that the two are interconnected for a reason.
They basically enable those families to buy more at their grocery store, and because they can buy more at their grocery store, that helps to support all of the jobs in the supply chain from the moment something is sold at the grocery store all the way back to it being shelved, it being packaged, it being processed, it being trucked, and it being produced. That's one of the reasons why, if you look at what happens to a dollar spent in a grocery store, 15 to 16 cents of every dollar that's spent ultimately finds its way back in a farmer's pocket.
If a reconciled version of the bill is not passed by October 1st, food assistance, research grants to universities, crop insurance, and subsidies will revert to levels set in the 1940s. That could lead to higher prices for common commodities like milk.
Congressman Tim Griffin says he met yesterday with representatives of the federal agency that oversees pipeline safety. The Republican from Arkansas' 2nd District wants more information about how to interpret data from inspections done before the ExxonMobil pipeline ruptured in March, spilling more than 150,000 gallons of raw crude in Mayflower.
Most of the questions at this point relate to what was detected and why was a manufacturing flaw not detected, and what does that say about the inspection methodology that is employed by ExxonMobil and PHMSA?
PHMSA is the Pipeline and Hazardous Materials Safety Administration. Griffin has been given the raw data of the two inspections, but says he's growing impatient with delays in providing more explanations about what the data means. Meanwhile, the full report on the inspection of the section of pipe that broke has now been released. Glenn Hooks with the Sierra Club says it offers more insight than had been hinted at by the oil company.
It looks like that Exxon's summary of the report that they released a while back focused largely on some alleged manufacturing defects by a company in the 1940s. And the actual report seems to emphasize what we've been saying all along, that this pipe was not designed for the stress of pumping thick tar sands oil at high heat and high pressure in a south-north direction. I mean, if you do all that in a 65-year-old pipeline that was designed to handle a much lighter fluid, it's bound to cause some problems.
The Sierra Club, along with Griffin, Central Arkansas Water, and local mayors, are wanting the pipeline moved outside of the Lake Maumelle watershed, which is the region's primary source of drinking water.
New wayfinding signs will soon be installed in the cities across Northwest Arkansas. The pilot project is a partnership among the cities and the Northwest Arkansas Council. Robert Smith is the communication specialist for the council.
So what people will see this month is about 60 signs in the 7 cities. Over the course of the next few years, really, you'll see another 200 signs go up. Five of the seven cities have decided to put up all of their signs. So there's this initial pilot project that is the 60 signs, and then most of the rest will be up before the end of this year, and then you'll see a total of 260 signs.
The pilot project is being paid for by a grant from the Walton Family Foundation. Smith says that while most residents in the area know where Arvest Ballpark is in Springdale or how to get to Crystal Bridges Museum of American Art in Bentonville, the signs will point to other destinations such as the Shiloh Museum of Ozark History, the Rogers Aquatic Park, and city halls and parks throughout the area. But he says that the signs will also be helpful for visitors to the area as well.
It's really a confidence builder. You feel a little bit like an insider when you go to a place and you know you can easily move from point A to point B. The hope is that you go back to where you're from and you talk about that experience, and that positive experience, that ease in getting from point A to point B will convince others to visit Northwest Arkansas.
Cities participating in the program include Bentonville, Fayetteville, Springdale, Rogers, Eureka Springs, Lowell, Solemn Springs, and Bella Vista.
The Northwest Arkansas Naturals returned home last night and ended their losing streak. The Naturals defeated the Tulsa Drillers 5-3 in the first of a four-game set that continues tonight at Arvest Ballpark.
Partly cloudy tonight, 40% chance of rain in Northwest Arkansas. It's a 30% chance for the Arkansas River Valley. Lows throughout the region around 75. Tomorrow, same thing, 40% chance of rain in Northwest Arkansas, 30% chance of showers for the Arkansas River Valley. Highs will be in the lower 90s tomorrow afternoon in Northwest Arkansas, around 98 for the River Valley. And Saturday night, partly cloudy, slight chance of rain, lows from 72 to 76.